Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's praise God through song. Our first song is I'm Happy All the Time. This is an action song, so you're going to point in and out, up and down, and then we sing happy all the time. You'll clap. Happy all the time. Let's try it.
I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right, happy all the time. I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in, I gave my heart to Him. I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right, happy all the time. I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right, happy all the time. I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in, I gave my heart to Him.
Our next song is I Open My Bible Carefully. So we can put your hands together and open them carefully, just like you're opening the Bible carefully.
I open my Bible carefully and learn of Jesus' love. I open my Bible carefully and learn of Jesus' love. I open my Bible carefully and learn of Jesus' love. I open my Bible carefully and learn of Jesus' love.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. Who made the Ten Commandments? The happiness rules.
God did.
Very good. God made the happiness rules, and then He handed them down to Moses so we could all know them. Question number two. Do the rules teach us to love ourselves the most or to love God and others the most?
God and others.
They teach us to love God and others first. And question number three. Why does Jesus want us always to obey His rules?
Because He so loves us. He loves us so much that He made it.
Good answer. Because He loves us, and it's how we show that we love Him. His rules are what keep us safe and happy. Our lesson today is mountains and mountain animals. Psalms 95, verse 4.
The height of the hills are His also.
When Jesus gave Moses the 10 happiness rules, He was on top of a mountain. What are mountains? Mountains are very high hills that rise up into the sky. Mountains are taller than the land all around them. Some mountains are higher than others, so high they stretch all the way up into the clouds. You can see a long way when you're on top of a mountain. I remember a mountain I went on, and I could look all around and look so far away. Because mountains are so very high, the air can be cold at the top. If it's cold up at the top, what might you see up in the mountains?
Snow.
Yes, snow. Hey, what do you like to do in the snow?
Eat it.
Have you been sledding, or do you like to play in the snow?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Snowy mountains can be a lot of fun. Many mountains have trees on their sides, but some do not. Some mountains have snow at the top, but others do not. Some animals like to live in the high hills so much that they have been named for the mountains. Can you think of some mountain animals?
Oh, mountain lion? Hmm.
Yes, that's one.
A mountain goat?
Yes, and that's another. Mountain lions can jump really high. They're good hunters. Mountain lions like to be by themselves, except when the mothers have cubs. And mountain goats also like to live in the high mountains. They have furry warm coats to keep them from getting too cold. They also have long beards under their chin. Mountain goats are really good at what? At climbing. Yes, they're really good at scrambling up on the high rocks. Climbing will help them escape from their enemies if they chase them. Mountains are so special. Are mountains special to you too?
Yes.
Mountains are special to me because they're really beautiful and they tend to be quiet. Mountains are a good reminder for us to have a quiet time, peaceful time with God, and we could do that through prayer. Jesus made the mountains for us to enjoy and for all the animals to enjoy too. Isn't he good to us? Let's thank God for giving us mountains and experiences with him. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Exodus 20, verse 6. Love me and keep my commandments. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Love me, love me, love me and keep my commandments. Love me, love me, love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20 verse 6. Love me, love me, love me and keep my commandments. Love me, love me, love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20 verse 6. Love me, love me, love me and keep my commandments. Love me, love me, love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20 verse 6.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's say prayer together. Could you repeat after me? Dear Jesus, thank you for the mountains. Let them remind us that you want to be close to us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today comes from Thy Word Creations. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Now everybody sing with me.
Ready? Go!
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.